Hello, I'm Kat.
And I'm Kaylin.
And this is...
No Baddies Left Behind.
Period. This is the 16th episode and we're excited about it. We're excited. So today we're going to be talking about just girlhood things, things that we do as girls, as women, and how we're also going to be talking about how to get into your soft girl era. What is the soft girl era and how to allow yourself to be in that era. And yeah, right, queen?
Period.
This is so different for me. Like, also, thank you to Kaylin girl. Like, I'm always the one who's like, can we record like in like maybe 30 more minutes? I got to set up. And then as I'm even in the studio, it's like I'm fondling with everything. I'm like, hold on, I need my protein shake, I need my water, I need the lighting, like, hold on, girl. Anyways, but let's get started with our pits and our peaks, queen. Want to start?
Sure. I just got into reading the A Court of Thorns and Roses series. My pit is I'm already on the last book and I'm so disappointed. I'm so sad that I've reached the end. I've become so attached to all the characters.
That's the worst when you're getting super attached to the characters and then you get into a hump. Like, you don't want to read anything.
Yeah.
Unless it's besides them.
Yeah.
So you said your pit was ending the book.
Yes.
Yeah. But my pit is, girl, I'm going back to work. I've been a stay-at-home mother for the past month. And it's been a good run. I extended my leave after my surgery by 2 weeks. But I will say, like, time has been moving by so slow. And you know this already, but, like, time is moving by so slow because I have not been at work. And I have so much time in the house, which is nice. But then, you know, I'm getting back into the grind of, you know, dropping off the kids, going to work, being at work. But, you know, I'm going to make money, so it's okay. And, yeah. So let's get into our peaks.
My peak is going back to work.
Oh, Lord.
I'm starting at my new job on Monday, tomorrow, because we're filming this Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited. So that's my peak.
That's good. Yeah. That's exciting. I'm like, that's good for you, girl. I wish I was excited to go back. Damn. But, you know, I'm excited to see, like, coworkers and stuff. It's just, like, the thought of work. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. having to get back into it and my responsibility is, like, more. I have to rewatch all my shit and get reintroduced to stuff. But anyways, my peak is today. Well, this weekend I didn't really do much. I went out with, obviously, like, we went out on Saturday night for like a little bit, but I feel like this is my first Sunday in a long time where I feel like I was able to get shit done. Like, I cleaned the kids' room, I cleaned my room, I did all of their laundry, and we did their orientation. I got blood work done. Like, I was able to just, like, cross off a lot of things on my list that had, like, that I've been needing to be done. That made sense. But and so I feel prepared for the week coming. And then also, my peak, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm excited. We are having a get-together barbecue with all of our friends and some of Kaylin's family and some of my family. And it's just a grand old time. Like, mm-hmm. I'm excited for it. I also got a Blackstone. And I'm excited as fuck, like, honestly. And it's just going to be a whole thing. And Kaylin's bringing her canopy, which I don't know why I'm so excited for your canopy. Like, I don't know why. Like, just being out there and, like, the garage area, just, you know, like, just summer vibes, dude. Mm-hmm. It's summer and I just feel like it's been a long time. I don't know if you feel this way, queen. I think all of us really do, where holidays and seasons, that when you get older, it just doesn't feel the same anymore, you know, like, mm-hmm. you don't feel that season. But for some reason, I don't know about you, and hopefully you can attest to this with me, but, like, I feel like it's summer. Like, I feel like it's I don't know, maybe if I'm just coming out of my depression, like, I just feel like the seasons are here. And the first time in a long time, I can feel like it's summertime, even though I'm going back to work and, but I'm excited. And even Kaylin, I sent Kaylin pictures. I got a griddle And I went outside and I played music for me and the kids to eat a cute little brunch outside. And they were playing soccer. I was just blasting music in our front yard. And yeah, just a big, it's a summer. Summer.
Summer. I think once the weather starts to warm up, then I'll start to feel more like it's summer.
Oh, Lord. See, this is the thing cold with me and Kaylin. Okay. Kaylin loves the warm. For me, it always has to be cold. Like, in my car, it's cold. In my house, it's cold.
Kat has the AC on in, like, 50-degree nighttime weather.
Even when we're sleeping, like, during the winter, I'll have it. I remember my old friend, she was like, dude, Kat, like, you need to turn it off when you're sleeping. Like, my dad used to do that, and he's, like, chronically sick. I was like, well, girl, I'm gonna be chronically sick because I would rather be cold and warm up than have to be warm and then cool down. That's just how that's my girl Matt. That's how I logic. That's how I think. That's how I think. Which is perfect for this episode as we're gonna be talking about. And again, we're just girls. We are just girls, and we're gonna be talking about some things that are just girl coded. And Kaylin had a she was, you're thinking about some good things, Queen. I'm a little like, I don't know. What are some of yours?
Okay. I'm just a girl. I feel like a big thing for women is the driving. I don't know if that's really like a stereotype or what
sexist.
Really, yeah, what that is. But a big thing I think is driving. And this one time we were going to this event, me and a couple of friends, and I had texted my cousin and I was like, oh, you can just come to mine and then I'll drive us to pick up our other friends. And I sent him a text and I was like, I'm not the best driver, but I promise you'll make it there alive. And then he was like, oh, that's okay. Like, we kind of went back and forth on who was going to drive, and he ended up driving. But when we picked up our friends, we were all sitting in the car and he was like, do you know why? And I was like, why? And he was like, because after you sent me the text saying that we would just make it there alive, I was like, oh no, like, I'll just drive us there. And I was like, I'm just a girl. I don't know how else to explain it. You know what I mean?
And honestly, I don't know what it is. I don't like, you know, men shaming, but hold on for a second. I swear to God, as soon as a man just sits in my car, all of a sudden my driving just goes to shit. I don't know. It does. Like, I blame the man. Like, I remember before, well, granted, I was like 19. I was with an ex in the car, and it was late at night. It wasn't that late, but we were in like a downtown area because he lives close to it. And so, you know, anywhere in a downtown area, the driving is different. And for some reason, like, the light, sometimes it's like, you know, when you're making a left turn light, you can either have an arrow or you have to yield. For godsaken reason, I thought that my light was an arrow, but it was a yield. And I went, and there were cars, like oncoming cars, even though I had a yield. But luckily the intersection was kind of big, and I was with my BD. He lives in like Orange County. And so I feel like sometimes the drivers, he lives in like a more retired area. So I feel like the drivers are a little bit less like aggressive, and they just flash their high beams. They didn't even honk at me. They just flashed their high beams. I was like, holy shit. Like, if that was me, I would have honked a bitch out. But no, I swear, I blame the man in the car. I blame the men in the car. Like, all of a sudden, I can't park backwards. All of a sudden, I'm just forgetting where my exits are. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
I'm like that even without a man in the car, so I have no excuse, you know? Like, that one time in L.A. when I turned onto the wrong – into oncoming traffic.
Oh, shit, no. No, you know what? When you – that's the scariest thing in L.A. is driving. Is driving in L.A. No, like, I remember, I think it was one time all of us, like, and Kaylin was there, we went to see a podcast showing, and I was driving because I invited everybody, and there was construction, and we were just making, I was going in circles around the hotel, and then it's okay to say Josh, but like, Josh, like, just turn here, make a right, and you're good, we can circle back around. It wasn't even nighttime. I couldn't even gauge, like, because when you're in LA and there's oncoming, you can't turn left. So you have to know how to orient yourself and where to turn. I can't do that. I genuinely can't do that. So I just rely on the front seat, the passenger of my car.
And they all have those like one way streets where you can only turn right or you can only turn left. Mm-hmm. And so then you end up having to go in a bigger circle than you would have yeah. if they had normal streets in LA.
Yeah, and like sometimes it's better to just figure it out than use maps, Google Maps, because that will take time to route. And sometimes, you know, there's just shortcuts behind buildings and whatever, whatnot. So it's just, it's a whole fucking ordeal. And I can't stand it. I don't know why, but now when a man sits in my car, my driving goes to shit. That is what it is. And it's funny because I also include that in mine too. I hit curbs and I'm proud to hit curbs. However, it's gotten better. It's gotten a lot better. Okay, it has. But it is what it is. Okay, the curbs really, they come at you because you just cannot see it. You can't. Like, unless, like, you know, my car, like, my mirrors go down when I'm reversing. You think they will reverse when I'm, like, trying to pull next to the curb? No. It's not like we do it on purpose. We just cannot see it. So don't blame us. Don't blame us women for hitting curbs. They're hitting us, literally.
I don't hit curbs, but I do go off them. I do go off the curb.
No, ring up the story when we were, what you're talking about when you went clubbing or to that one bar.
Oh, there's this one road. It's kind of like a back road type thing. It's just on either side of it. It's like a marsh or just like open land. And that road it's paved, but it's kind of uneven in certain areas. And we were going to a bar that night and I was driving and it was dark and I'm not familiar with the road. And so I ended up hitting this, what do we call it? Like a divot or like this bump in the road. And I swear we caught air. We had solid air time.
Well, blame the bitches in the back because our friends never wear their fucking seatbelts, okay? And that's on them. So that is if you had your seatbelt on, you wouldn't have caught the airtime, okay? Yeah. That's all I'm saying. That's funny as fuck. I love it when that happens. And I told Ken, I was like, it's okay, girl. Like, if you're not constantly driving in that area, how the fuck would you know?
Yeah.
How would you know? Yeah. And when it's dark at night and it's like the painting on the curb or the speed bump or whatever is like not painted and worn off, you think I'm going to see it? You think I can slow down fast enough when I'm already going at a 45? I'd rather catch airtime than pump the brakes, bro. Like, it's just, that's girl math to me. No, but the one I included, and I was like, talking about it with Kaylin, and I do, so this is my thing. I've been wanting to vlog, and in a vlog that I have edited, there was like footage of me, Kaylin, and our friend Ari sitting in the car that I kept in. And I was just like, literally, it was like maybe a solid like 7 minutes, but I cut it down and like sped it up. But literally, it is just, even though men are men, I love it when we kiki over them. Like, come on, you're not going to tell me like, he sent the text. Oh my God, bye. Or like, oh my God, he texted me. Like, oh my God, like, what are we going to, you know what I mean? Like, getting excited and getting giddy over like just love, puppy dog love type shit. Like, to me, that's fun as fuck. And I think it's such a girlhood thing. And I saw it on TikTok, you know, like, you know, when you're like at a sleepover, hang out with friends, and then like you send the text. And you're like, oh. And then like you put the phone away, you know, like to me, that's just such girlhood, girl type shit. And I feel like using girlhood, people are always like, I'm a woman, but I feel like girlhood things, like there's always going to be an inner girl inside of us. Yes, we've turned into women, but it's like, there's an inner girl in there. You tell me you're not going to get excited over shit like that? Like, come on. And Kaylin's like updating us about like, you know, a Hinge and like just her stuff going on with men. And I also vicariously do that through my friends because I'm not involved in the dating game right now. So it's just so fucking fun to kiki. And I do want to bring up, I'm sure Ari, she don't give a fuck. She like, yeah, keep that shit in there. But we went to a bar near us, and you remember when that guy like came up to her? And I was like, okay, wait, this is girl or shit, bitch. Listen, Kaylin can attest, he wasn't that bad. He wasn't bad. He did have a little bit, like his shirt that he was wearing, It was a little weird. Okay, it was like it gave like 2014 like button up fabric, something you wear to Coachella. It was like black and white, almost Aztec printed, which should have been the red flag there. But he didn't look bad. He had like a good conversation. You know what I mean? Like he kind of slid his in.
He was just a little bit awkward, but I feel like that's to be expected. I give him credit for coming up to the confidence, a group as big as ours and standing there and holding his ground. So hats off to him.
No, literally.
He was a little awkward.
You know, he was, but and I kind of, it was funny because I was like, they were like, but Ari, she's a good chatter. She is. Mm-hmm. And I was literally like whispering to Kaylin and I was like, it looks like they're having a good conversation. And Kaylin's like, no, yeah, it looks like it. I was like, but do you think we should save her and just leave? And then we let them talk. We let them sit there and talk. And I was like, fuck, whatever. And also we were kind of entertaining Kaylin's friends too. So, you know, we were just kind of like, whatever. And it was funny because the way that he slid in, he was like, oh, is that a digital camera? Because honestly, I do get shy whenever, like, because Kaylin is the GOAT. There's this TikTok where it's like, I work like a dog day and night when it's like the friend that brings the digital camera and like will upload the pictures. That's literally Kaylin of the group, but we always need that person.
Also for random people at the bar. I will wake up the next day and have all these pictures of all these random people the that best I pictures, met though. That night.
But they're the best pictures. And it was so funny because that's how he slid in. He was like, oh, is that a digital camera? Da, 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 da. And we were just, and I do get shy whenever, like, you know, Kaylin's taking pictures and the flash goes off. But I'm trying to work on it. I'm trying to work on that because you know what? It is what it is. And those pictures were popping. If you look on our Instagram, you know what pictures we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But he had left. And then I told Ari, he wasn't that bad. But girl, did you need saving? She was like, yes, bitch. I was like, why didn't you like blink twice? Bitch?
We need a signal.
No, I liked yours. Word. You said the pineapple tequila pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should say, like, let's go get a tequila pineapple. Or what is it? Is that the drink? Or pineapple tequila?
Mm-hmm. Either way.
Okay. Yeah. Interchangeable.
Yeah.
But you know, like strawberry margarita. Nobody says a margarita strawberry. You know what I mean? So, like, which way is it? I don't know. But you know, on a side note, I want to bring up the story. So Mr. Jordan is Josh's friend. He is such a vibe. He's really funny. Speaking of pineapple, tequila pineapple. I'm going to just say it like that. Fuck. And we went out with, you know, Kaylin's friends too. And we were at the bar and Jordan and I looked at me. He was trying to be a little like, you know how he's like so flirty. Mm-hmm. He was like, what can I get you, babe? Like he looked at me. He was like, what can I get you, babe? What do you want? And I was like, nothing, I'm good. And I was buying Cam a drink. And I said, Cam was like, give me a pineapple tequila, girl. And I was like, I don't want anything. Can I have a pineapple tequila? And then Jordan was so insulted. He was like, literally, bitch, look at me like this. Like, how are you going to say you don't want a drink and then order a drink? I was like, it's not for me. Cam bought me a drink at the last place we were at, so I had to do it for her. It was just so funny. I was like, brother, chill out, dog. But no, it's just, we do need a safe word, though. And I think tequila pineapple is a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
However the fuck you say it. And I think it's like, it's good. We'd be like, do you want to go get a tequila pineapple? Or whatever the fuck, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go get one, and then we can just leave. That's like an easy way out. That's funny. Hold on. What's your other one, Queen?
Ooh, freezing because my outfit looks better without a jacket.
Those never get cold.
Right, okay. No. I feel like I'm notorious for always being cold.
Yeah.
All the time. And so I always try to plan my outfit around what jacket I'll wear. But then when we go out, I end up taking the jacket off anyways because it gets hot inside. And so I just don't wear a jacket. But it's literally so cold. So cold outside. But I will endure that freezing walk to the entrance of that bar just because my outfit looks cute.
Now, you know what's funny, Queen? Is, it's leaving my brain. I hate when it does that. And like the harder you try to remember, the more it leaves. It's like a string, like getting pulled out of your brain. But I don't know if you do this. This is kind of girl math, okay? But you'll be like, no, bitch, before that. I remember when I first turned 21 and my friends and I would like always go out. We went to LA and we went to this bar called Arena. If you know, you know. Ooh. If you're an ABG, I'm sure you know. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. But I remember we were like struggling on what to wear. And I was like, I want to wear this, but I'm going to get cold. And our friends would always be like, it's okay, we're going to drink. And so people are like, what does that have to do with anything? Because you get warm. You get warm when you drink. And really, like, you when you're drunk, you won't really care if it's cold outside. That's girl mathing to me, is I don't know what to wear. What if I get cold? Well, it's okay. We're going to get drunk anyway, so we're going to get warm, so it's fine.
Period.
That's, yeah, it is what it is. So if you get cold, just drink a little bit, take a little shot before you go in, and you're good. But speaking of girl math, I girl math a little too much. I will say, where it kind of leads me into a financial situation. I will have no money and somehow I will salvage something to get myself a vanilla latte, an iced vanilla latte. And I'm not leaving you think I'm going to turn down a good sale if it's over 50% off? If you're not practically stealing from a store, are you really shopping? That's just my thing. How can you really turn it down? Like, I will always take buy to get one free. Not for everything. I try to talk myself out of it, like when I'm at the grocery store and shit, because I do not need that many Cokes in this house. You know what I mean? You're like, I don't need that many chips in this house. But it's just girl math. Like, you got to do it. Like, I'm never not going to do that. You know what I mean?
It's a good deal. You can't pass it up.
No. Like, especially like when I'm shopping and like sometimes when shirts or sweaters or whatever get rung up for cheaper, hold it right there, cashier. I'm gonna go back and shop more.
Yeah.
Can I get a scanner to scan if I can find something on sale?
Yeah. Like, no, the day of my date when we went shopping and I got those glasses and they were like $8 or something and she rang me up and it was two. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And we were like, oh.
No, okay. Literally, the Memorial Day sale at Forever 21 goes crazy. I retired from Forever 21, but me and Kaylin went in there for her date, and it was popping like crazy in there. And my shirt was $2. I was like, girl, what? The next day I went back. But I will say caution, because whatever you see online is on sale. It's not on sale in store. So that's why it's like, be careful. But no, like, even when I'm shopping, like, online, like, I can't, like, on TikTok, oh my God, it is so bad. Like, I got those, I don't have one in my room right now, but I got those, like, viral, cute little, what's it called? The margarita type looking glasses, like the circular ones from TikTok. Mm-hmm. I got that shit for $6, for six of them. You think I'm gonna turn that down? Fuck no. I just got those viral bubble initial necklaces that's gold and, like, all studded. For $7, and it comes with two with my kids' initials. So you think I'm gonna turn it down? No, bro. TikTok shop is dangerous as fuck. Mm-hmm. It is. And then you feel like a little influencer, like posting a cute little video, like, oh, look what I got on TikTok shop. You know what I mean? Like, TikTok was smart as fuck for that, because I know damn well people are like hella posting now.
Yeah.
And it's good for small businesses. You know what I mean? For people that just want to try it out.
Mm-hmm.
Queen. I need to find these sweaters, because I was like, you know, we're going to get it on sale, whatever. But I want to get it in every color, which I know that's not girl math, a little too hard, because it's only like $17. Me and Kayla need it to record in together like once a month. It says professional yapper.
Oh, period.
I'm a professional yapper, babe. I can talk on and on, even with myself. Like, girl, that's good. I can sit here talk for 30 minutes by myself, girl, like, for real. And so I was like, oh, I need that from TikTok shop. And can you imagine, like, filming a TikTok and then posting it, or like filming a podcast and then putting a little snippet of the professional yapper as for podcasting? Like, come on.
A vibe.
It is a vibe.
I think I'm more of a professional listener, though, than a yapper.
That's why Kayla and I do so good together. It's good. And I feel like I try to be both. You know what I mean? Because it's always good to be an active listener, and not even just a listener, like an active listener. And Kaylin is literally that. And I feel like I try to do that as well. But it's always like, with a friend that talks too much, you have to have the friend that is okay to listen. You know what I mean? But yeah, what's your answer, queen? Give me another one.
This one kind of goes hand in hand with your coffee one.
Oh, period.
It's 3 p.m. and all I've had all day is an iced coffee. Well, now it's a matcha because I don't drink coffee anymore, but all I've had all day is an iced matcha.
Come on. When I had a really, really extremely bad toxic job back in 2019, I had an iced coffee early in the day. So it's like, no, I'm good. I don't need to shut the store to go get lunch because iced coffees will hold you over. They hold you over. So it's fine. Yeah.
And it makes your mood better too, I feel like.
Yeah. It's like it gives you a little ounce of, what is it, like serotonin? Well, is that the thing? Serotonin, whatever, like where it just kind of gives you joy. Mm-hmm. Like, come on, bro. And I'm good. It's an appetite suppressant.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good. Like, as long as I have my coffee in the morning, a little egg bite. So you think, it's fine. I won't eat until 5 o'clock. It's okay.
And then 5 o'clock, we're like hangry, upset. We have a headache.
And we're like ready to eat anything in sight. Like, dizzy. Dizzy? Yeah, no, we're fucking dizzy. Well, I need a little sip. Also, y'all, yes, I'm drinking a Stanley with no fucking straw. Because I cannot drink with a straw. And this is the only thing that I have that can count the water that I'm supposed to be drinking. I'm so dehydrated today. Holy shit. When we first started recording, those were my first sips of water. Talk about girl mad, bitch. Like, I was feeling a headache and I was like, what did I eat today? One pancake and then water and a protein shake. Don't worry, I don't have an ED. It's just my surgery. But next for me, it's just girlhood. Okay, I thrive with women. I feel like I would say I am a girl's girl. I'm not really, you know, if I ever hear some crazy shit, hey, did you hear that? They're talking about you. Yeah, those tables too down. Like, no. Hello, girl. If I see you walking out and your skirt is up your ass, hold on, girlfriend. Hold on. But I just feel like I thrive in these settings. And also, I made another one here. I think it's very powerful to have a girl group that you can have, because I also put like girl nights, girls day out. Like, it is so essential for me and my well-being. And I think it should be for every woman. And I do know, like, obviously some women, like, they struggle with if there was a falling out or you're trying to remake friends in your adulthood or your older adulthood. It is difficult, but I think when you have it, you have it. And it's like, it is just a bond that is so different. Sometimes, obviously, being women, is it hard to sometimes, you know, you're pissing me off right now. Shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? Like, shut up. Like, obviously, like, we do menstruate. So it's like we all have our own little cycle, our own little moods. But it is what it is. And I just love, like, being around my girlfriends. We're planning a trip in December because 5 of our friends have, like, birthdays in December. We're planning a trip. And I just love having, and we have Galentine's, like, mm-hmm. Oh, also I wanted to bring up, in high school, every year I used to have Galentine's or anti-Valentine's Day at my house, and we would all play, like, the game of Suck and Blow. I don't know if you've played that, but it was from, what movie is that? Clueless. That's where we got it, and we played, and it was just the funniest thing, and I remember we, like, I wish I had this picture, but it was 1 year and my mom was like, kick your picture. And I was like, okay, mom, we have to do one that's flipping off the camera. All of us were like, and it was just such a fun girlhood thing. And like, my mom got black balloons. It was just such a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Just having your girls going out. And honestly, I also put, like, I would rather spend a night out with my girls than a night out with a man. If I'm being honest, like, I feel safer. It's more fun. It's more memories. Like, you're going to tell me you don't like getting drunk with your girlfriends? I'd prefer it. It's safer.
Okay? I was watching this video and it was this guy and he was talking about going out and the difference between, like, women and men.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, me and my friend went out the other night and halfway through the night, I had no idea where he went. Oh, wells. And then he goes, I'm walking out the bar and one friend is chasing after another one running down the street. The other friend is corralling everyone to get into the Uber, making sure everyone gets home all together. And meanwhile, I don't know where my friend is.
Oh my God.
That's girlhood right there.
It is. You know what? Also, too, our friend Josh, who we talk about all the time, we really need to have him on the podcast, Queen, because we just talk about this man too fucking much. Mm-hmm. But he brought up a really good point one time where he said, you don't get it, Kat. Like, going to the club, because I would always like bitch and complain with his friends, like, they don't need to bring bitches to the bar. It's fine. It can just be us. Like, they don't need, because I forgot when it was where they were like trying to, like, oh, I didn't remember. I'm not going to bring it up, but. We all went out. I don't know if you were there, Queen, but two of his friends just had to bring girls, and we were all trying to eat super junk at a Mexican place. I wanted to enjoy my carne asada burrito.
Okay. The one slept in the car.
Yeah, she fell asleep in the car, and then the other one, like, Josh told me was, like, trying to buy her food. She was a vibe. She wasn't mean or anything, but I was just like, they don't need to, like, can we just enjoy our night? Mm-hmm. But then Josh was like, Kat, like, you just don't get it. Like, girls, when they go out to the club, they can just have fun with them. Like, they'll dance on each other and they can go, I mean, it's fine. You think guys are gonna dance on each other? I was like, oh, that's so true. Like, when you want to throw ass, like, and there's no guy there, you can throw ass on your girlfriends, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? But with guys, they can't do that. And I was like, oh shit, I was like, I totally fucking forgot about that. And you know what I mean? And even like, I don't know. I just fuck with girls. Like, you can, it's, you know, I don't know. It's just more fun going out, and you can make it all, and like, guys are hitting on you versus guys who are just going out as guys. It's just not as fun. I feel like they're aiming to just like find girls, which is not always the case. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? But like, going out, they do aim. But, you know, it's kind of the same for girls too. You know what I mean? Like, a little bit, but. No, I totally forgot about that. And I was like, that's so true. Going out with girls is so much more fun. And I just kind of feel like as guys, like, obviously we're two women, but like, I can enjoy a brunch with my girls. I don't think guys like, I'm sure guys have dinners together. But it's like, I feel like at the end of the day, it's like, oh, what girls should we meet up with? You know what I mean? Like, with girls, like, nah, no, not tonight, dude. I got to be with my girls. But I think it's important. I used to hate the whole, like, with my boys type of shit. But I was just, because I talked to a guy that was always like that. But I think it's so important to have your, to be with your girls and then your boyfriend be with the guys. You know what I mean? But if they have whole friends, it's, so that's a little troublesome, if I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it's a little dangerous. But you know what I mean? I think it's so important for us partners to have girl time and guy time, you know? So, but nothing beats when you have your friend group and you can do those things with them, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
This is my last one.
Okay.
And it's having 5 different lip products in your purse at all times.
Yeah.
Or just like multiples of any product anywhere. Like, I have probably 12 different hair clips in my car. Because I just will like take them off and then leave them in there and then forget. And then I'll come back the next day with a new one and then take that one off and leave it in there.
I wish that was me, Queen. I always bring it into the house and then I have nothing in my car. But it is safer to take it off, they say, to not drive with those clips in your head. Mm-hmm. But I wish. Speaking of cars, that's my next one. Long talks in the car. I think I need that so bad with my girls. Like, especially when I was younger and, you know, we couldn't really, like, go out and do much. We would literally just pull up to a parking lot and just talk. And that just be that. And that can be your whole night. Get food, go talk in the car. Mm-hmm. It is giving younger. But it's always a good night. One time, Ari
sometimes
and
you
I
need those nights.
Exactly. To just pour your heart out. And I think it's also like you're in a cute little, like you're in your private space of your car to where you can feel that you can't cry in your car, you know, with your girlfriends. But anyways, that's my list too. That concludes that part. Okay. But let's talk about like the femme things that we need before we talk about getting into soft girl era. I mean, you know, soft girl living, shit like that. But okay, period. And we can always add as we keep going. But Kaylin suggested most of these. And I was like, oh, those are good ones, Queen. But we're going to be listing out femme things that we need, femme things that we love, and also that we try to incorporate into our lives. So the first one is gua shine. Gua shine. And you take the lead with this, Queen. What do you got to say about gua shine? Because you know what I'm going to bring up. You know what I want to bring up?
I think any tool of any price will do.
Shade, bitch. Stop throwing shade at me, bitch. I will say you're right, though. It doesn't matter the price. I even just use my hands sometimes. Like when I am putting on moisturizer, I'll always like do this. For some reason, I have a lot of, I can feel lymph nodes in here. I think because my mouth is so cavities. But I go like this. You can always like massage your face. You don't really need a gua sha. But there's just something about gua sha-ing during your night routine that just makes you feel like, oh, I got it all together. I have it all together tonight. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Mm-hmm. What are your favorite gua sha's? Do you have any like favorite that you bought or what you recommend? What does yours look like?
It's rose quartz.
So okay, period.
A pink one.
Is it the one that looks like a art palette? Mm-hmm. One like, you know, the painters? Oh, okay, yeah. Period. This is my time to shine and talk about the gua sha that I bought. Kaylin was, she was like, queen, I don't even want to buy that. And I spent so much time trying to get this gua sha, but it's from Nordstrom. It's called Paws. It's a very expensive gua sha. Some people may think that over $100 is not much to spend. But for a gua sha, knowing that you can spend $8, $9 on one on Amazon, maybe cheaper. I will say, okay, bitch, it feels expensive, but it looks like a ribbon. And it is so intimidating to use. If anybody has this gua sha, I was about to go on TikTok last night and say, like, how do y'all use this bitch? And even like it's, I don't know if it's new, but I can't find any videos on YouTube or TikTok of people personally using it. There was a girl that used it, but she didn't post a tutorial of it. So I was like, girl, I was relying on that, you know? But no, that shit looks twisted, turn. Like it just looks like, what the fuck is this? And it's heavy as fuck. And it's so hard to hold when your fingers are all oily because you gua sha when you're oily. Mm-hmm. And girl was gripping off for dear life to hold on to that heavy ass gua sha. It is, I swear, like it's literally over here. Like it is like, I don't know if it's titanium steel, bitch. Like that thing is heavy as shit. I don't know, but it does make me feel expansive. It does. And I was like, don't know if I was using it correctly last night, but I was like, oh, I kind of feel like, a whole little slimmer in the face, you know? I hope it does as I go through my journey. But yeah, gua sha-ing. And next, I can't really bring it up because I want it so bad. Kaylin's Medicube. This is going to start popping off, queen. I feel like Medicubes, I feel like really tools, they've been around for a long time. But watch Medicubes start popping off more now. But mm-hmm. Kaylin has one. Can you explain what it is, queen? Because I don't even really know exactly what it does. But I want it.
It looks like a giant pen.
Yeah.
And one end
like is a slanted.
It's yeah, like slanted a little one bit. End is flat and you basically like run it along your face. And I think it's microcurrents, some kind of like electricity. So as you drag it along, it kind of shocks you. But it's supposed
you charge it?
To. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's supposed to like increase your skin absorbing all the product. So you put all the product on your skin and then you use that and it's supposed to help your product absorb better than if you just were to not use it.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, I'm trying to look up like a proper, but I think I read into that too, like you said it exactly, but it says air shot mode. It helps improve pore elasticity by creating non-damaging passageways on the skin layer with electric needles. Electric needle technology forms micro holes and improves pore elasticity. Different vibration patterns for each mode provides a more professional and effective care.
Yeah. So you could do like strokes, like long strokes along your face. You could hold it in one spot. You could do circular motions.
So it improves that barrier, like I feel like the of your skin. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how long you do it for, because it just looks fun as fuck. I would keep doing it, but there'd be too many holes in my face.
It times it for you. So I'll do I'll do like half of my skin routine and then I'll do it for 1 minute and then I'll put the second half on my skin and then I'll do it for another minute. And the first time I'll do strokes and then the second time I just hold it in one place.
And also Kaylin's mom, Linda, Miss Linda. I love that woman. Hey, girl. She's a cosmetologist, and I told her, I was just like, because Kaylin's mom got her the Medicaid, and I was like, that must be nice, bitch. Because I didn't even know about the website, about like, because really, I saw the first time that I heard about a Medicaid was from this girl on TikTok, and I forgot what I was looking it up for, but she was talking about something else as she was doing her skincare routine, and she was holding that thing, and everyone was like, what is that? But it is expensive. It's like $200-$300, but you can get it on a good sale on their website, but it does, I feel like, starts at $200. But like, I'm just like, I wish, like, I didn't know where to buy it, and Kaylin's mom, I'm just like, I got a Medicaid. Girl, for where? She did tell me the website, and they do have sales. Like, they have a Memorial Day sale coming up, so you know, grab yours if you want it, if you are curious about it and you do your research. But that shit looks fun as fuck to use, and I want it. I want it bad.
It does make, like, when I go along my forehead, like, I could feel it in my scalp. Like, it, like, tingles back from my forehead.
What the fuck?
My scalp. Yeah, because it's, like, electricity. So I just feel it, like, along my nerves. So when I do it along
damn,
my forehead,
ouch.
I feel it. But it doesn't hurt. I don't think it hurts.
Are there different settings?
Yeah, there's different levels. So I think there's
of intensity?
Like 1 to 3. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you tried? How do you like it? How are each levels?
I haven't done 3. I'm on 2 right now. I don't think it's that bad. I don't even think 1 is that bad. But my mom uses it. Or she has the same device, but like the newer version of it. And she thinks it hurts. She thinks it's painful. But I don't think it's that bad.
Maybe because she got the top of the line one, so it's like, girl, of course that shit's sending shockwaves through your face.
Maybe.
But you know what? Like, I will say they do have tools. My old friend used to use one where it's like what's it called? It's like a roller, and it has little tiny needles in it, and some people will use that. And I think it kind of gives the same thing just without the electric shock, but it just kind of puts more holes in your face for a better absorption and whatever like that. But that's crazy. That is crazy. It literally says creates temporary passageways on the skin layer, so that does make sense for like the product to absorb more, because there's like more ways for it to get into your skin than just your pores. Because what if some people have clogged pores? But can you imagine people using the Medicube if they have like cystic acne like everywhere?
Ouchies. I have cystic acne. I take spironolactone for my acne now. I have a breakout right now, but it's fine.
Do you just avoid it?
I avoid it, but I also put my like acne product. I'm pretty sure that's not recommended, but I just do it anyways. But I'll put like my prescribed acne products on, and then I'll do it afterwards to make sure it really gets in there.
Period. What's next on our list is signature scent. Kaylin brought this up, and I was like, that was golden. I don't have one. But this is my personality, queen. I can never choose just one thing. Like, the only thing that I ever really keep the same is my mascara. I will always do something new for foundation, for scents, for a lot of shit. But Kaylin has the best combo. You just smell like a clean load of laundry. I don't know. Tell them the combo. Tell them the combo.
Actually, it's this lotion. I'll show you.
Nice. Give us a little, if you're watching the video version of this, give us a little tutorial, queen.
It's, I don't even know what brand this is. It just says hand and body lotion, but the scent is milk. Looks like this.
It gives baby.
At the end of it. It's bergamot, white musk, and amber. And I use this all over my body after I shower. And then I also use Juliet Has a Gun perfume and Clean Reserve Sparkling Sugar perfume. Best combo.
Juliet Has a Gun?
Best combo. I always get so many compliments on it when I do that.
Wait, Juliet Has a Gun, what brand is that?
That's the brand.
Oh.
The brand is Juliet Has a Gun. I like the original scent. And then this scent is Lust for Sun. But the original is just like a white bottle.
Period. It smells so bomb good. As fuck. It
smells so good.
So, yeah, signature scent. I don't have them, but right now I have a Sol de Janeiro one. I forget, but Caitlin thinks it smells like sunblock, but it smells so good. It kind of smells like the Giorgio Armani one. I forget what color, but they all kind of smell similar, but it kind of gives that. But it is pretty, like, mature smelling. Like, it just smells, I don't know. Like, I'm not really into, like, the fruity scents, which I kind of feel like, or warm too much, like vanilla. I used to love vanilla a lot when I was younger, like from Bath and Body Works. Oof. But that's always, like, kind of like a little bit of a cult favorite for a lot of people. But this one is more mature smelling, but it's like, if you want to just like go out real quick, if you're just running errands, it's like a little too much in my opinion. But no matter what, like, wear whatever scent you want. But I kind of feel like on a day to day, I will always wear, and everyone knows this, my old friend, Jocelyn, she knows if she ever were to listen to an episode, me and her were obsessed with Winter Candy Apple, and I still use it. Like, every year I will binge buy. No, I bought some. I don't know if these expire. I'm sure they do. But I have some that I bought back in 2018, 2019, which I bought like 10 of them during the sale, and I'm still trying to use them up. Like, I'm good on it forever. Like, though, that's just kind of like, for me, it's like an everyday kind of thing. If you're just like want to smell like a little bit of something, that one is more of like, I know that I'm like dressed up and I have makeup on, you know, if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of what the scent gives. But the next thing is, you know, I don't do this as much. I feel like Kaylin does a better job of doing this, but having our nails done, I feel like that is something that, if you do it yourself, if you go get it done, it's just, it's very therapeutic to do. And I feel like you feel a little bit more put together. You look a little bit more put together. I feel like it's always a nice little touch with girls, especially like women that have their toes done. I need to be more good about doing that, because these dogs, but the thing is, like, I always wear shoes. That's why I don't ever really do my toes, is because I always wear shoes to work. But I love a good white toe moment, queen. We love the little the nails. And right now, I mean, I feel like Kaylin's kind of always been like this, but I had my era of like long nails, but right now it's all about short, clean nails for me. But yeah, we love a good little nail moment.
Yeah, I've always had short nails. I got acrylics one time before a trip to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. First day in Hawaii, the first thing I did was go to a nail salon and have them taken off.
Oh, shit. I want these bitches off now.
Yeah, I could not function. I don't know how women do it. I couldn't even make it through the day.
No, you have to have them on for quite some time to get used to it. Like, even when because I do my own nails, I like doing gel X here and there. And sometimes even mid-size. Sometimes it's like, dude, if I can't, I don't get gas now, but if I cannot get the card out of the reader at the gas station, come on now, bro. Come on. Or just like picking up a penny. You can't do that. I know people have bidets, but not everyone does. I'm just saying, you know, but no hate. I love them. They're cute. I wish I could, like, honestly. And the designs are cute, but it's just a lot of maintenance, and it's a lifestyle to have those nails. It is. And I've seen a very extensive amount with them. We also talked about already a good old iced coffee. Mm-hmm. Iced specifically. I do like the only kind of warm coffee. I will never buy a warm coffee anywhere except from my Keurig. And I mean, that's free. Like, I only will drink from a Keurig if it's warm. But like, I won't go to a cafe and get a warm. I mean, I scratch that. I do love a warm drink during the wintertime from Starbucks. Well, I don't get Starbucks now anymore. We don't get the Starbucks no more. But yeah, I just don't do it no more. I just always, even if it's cold, that's another girl math thing. Even if it's 60 degrees outside, which in California, that is cold, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm walking out with my hand freezing. I will have the little thing, the temperature thing, for a cold drink, because I want to drink a cold drink. I want to drink a cold iced coffee, even if it's 60 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm. It just hits different.
It does. And to me, I think it hits harder than the warm. The other thing is, I'm just like, in everything Sunday, we have to, you know,
have a Sunday reset.
That's a better word for
when it. When Kat first brought that up to me, I was like, an everything Sunday, like an ice cream Sunday.
Oh, that's true. No, the word everything does make it like, you know,
like an everything bagel.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, literally. But I think having a good Sunday routine is crucial for your mental sanity for the week upcoming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Also, a good robe. I love a good robe. You know what I mean? Like, a robe, it just makes you feel put together when you're around the house. you know. Mm-hmm. Granted, if it's hot, it's okay. Just wear maybe a kimono. Kimonos are cute, like the thin ones that are really a lot of air, you know.
They have lightweight robes too.
True. Like, I forgot, like, they have some at Target, the one that like matches your pajamas. Mm-hmm. But no, that's cute. But anyways, I'll talk a little bit about being a soft girl, because I kind of feel like these things do help into your soft girl era. And I mentioned to Kaylin, I feel like Kaylin's a little bit more of a soft girl than I am. What are the two things, Queen, that you brought up? Is it like a soft, what is it? Like the dark girl era? What, not dark.
Oh, so I found this thing, and it was like the differences between like light and dark feminine energy.
Oh, okay.
And so light feminine energy is more of that intuitive, emotional, nurturing, naive, empathetic, you know, along the lines of that, more graceful, more patient, compassionate. That's what I always imagine, like when I think of feminine energy. And then mm-hmm. there's that dark side to it, where it's more mysterious and seductive and assertive, and you're more authentic, and you know, you have that power and that confidence, and you're more magnetic. I would like to try to be a blend of both, but I think I'm more light than I am dark.
No, and I totally
think you're
agree.
More dark than you are light.
Yeah,
but you have crazy intuition, so that's, you know.
No, I don't like to say it, but like sometimes, Queen, I was just thinking about it, like, I don't want to say I have powers, because that sounds crazy as fuck. But sometimes, bro, people's energy just is too loud. Like, I got to step out, bro.
No,
like, you're just.
Cat can read it's people too much. Like no other. Like, and I don't know how worse. You do it. I don't know how
neither
you
do I.
It.
I think maybe like some, I feel like some moms, you know, they have that. Some, you know, don't. But I feel like I've always been, not really, but like, I feel like once I became a mom, it just kind of really intensified. Where I can just feel a lot more than I can't even put it into words. Like, I just can't. Like,
I feel like you pick up on a lot of things. Like, I feel like I'm observant. Like, I can kind of tell when people's mood kind of shifts. But Kat can, like, tell, and then she can pinpoint what's probably causing it. Or she can just tell that, like, maybe
I like
something
it. There's
is,
something about it. I don't like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, something is off, and then you know what I mean. Like, I don't know how
no,
you do
weird.
That.
It's weird. No, neither. I just. It's so weird, Queen. Like, and we. I want to make it. Now that we're talking about it, let's make a whole other episode about it, because I can just go on and on and on and on and on about it. Like, just I mean, soft and you know, being softer and more you know, darker feminine energy. But I just feel like it's just so weird. Like, I will bring up a story, which it can be coincidental, but it's like sometimes when I can just feel like actually I don't want to bring this. I'm gonna say it. No, one time, like, my baby daddy was like trying to get in contact with me, and I was like, why do I feel his energy right now? I don't know why I'm feeling it. I can just feel that his energy right now. I don't know what it is. I don't know what. And I was like venting to, I think it was like Espy and Arlene about it. I was like, dude, like, I don't know what it is. And then, like, lo and behold, like, the next day he was trying to contact me. And it was for something. It wasn't just him being toxic. It was actually for something. Like, he, you know, like, he needed help with something. So I was like, okay, whatever. But, like, no, it's really weird. But the femme energy thing, I am definitely darker. I feel like Kaylin is like the white swan, and I'm the, what is it? White, what is the play? It's like the white swan and the black swan.
Yeah, something like that.
I am the black swan, like, even of my sisters, because I have two sisters, only sisters of us three. I'm always that. Me and my older sister are more of the darker feminine energy. And also, I am a mom. I'm a single mom. So it's like, you naturally, but I do know single moms that have a little bit more of like a lighter energy, like softer feminine energy. But I feel like it's kind of inevitable when you're moving at, you know, how to survive with you and for you and your for your kids, you know. Mm-hmm. But I don't say that I'm mysterious. I'm not mysterious. I wouldn't say that I'm seductive, but I think that my energy is darker though. Like, I'm not very like bubbly flirty. I'm more of like flirty, like, what's going on with you? You know what I mean? Like, hey, what's going on? Like, that's
I
just
think
kind
that's
of my
being
approach.
More seductive.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah. Well, that's just like, oh, I've never called myself seductive, but like, that's just kind of my approach. But it is a little harder when you're like that, because guys kind of like they're more granted to kind of like want to just get into your pants a little bit more, you know what I mean, than it is to just kind of be like, ah, like it's just kind of being a little bit more like lighthearted, more bubbly, you know, like than it is to be a little bit darker. But I'm definitely darker. I just, I was sometimes I try, even when I was young, I would like try to be like, I would do this thing where I'm like, okay, like in second, third, fourth grade, okay, tomorrow I'm gonna be bubbly. That's literally what I would tell myself. I was that delusional. I'm like, tomorrow I'm gonna be more bubbly, I'm gonna be more lighthearted, and then I go right back to who I am, and it's just, it's darker, it's more, I had more of like a tomboyish energy while incorporating being feminine, you know. But it's a weird thing, but
I don't think there's anything wrong with being more of one than the other, or all of one rather than the other.
I just wish that I would be more bubbly femme than it is to be a little bit darker, because I feel like it is a little bit intimidating for a man. But I feel like it is, if they are intimidated and they still want to pursue you, I feel like it's like, oh, they're, ooh, he's a man.
But I feel like that's the thing, like the right man won't be intimidated.
That's true. I feel like, and I sent you that one TikTok where it's like, you know, like that one lady, she was like, I have kids, I love kids, I can be a dad. Or it's like, I forgot the other stuff, you know what I mean? But I feel like if it's the right person, it doesn't matter. But I feel like on a day-to-day when you're just going out, I feel like a lot of the time it's, guys are a little bit more prone to like go for the bubbly, you know what I mean? But then there are the guys that are like, oh, I like this girl, she's kind of hard to like crack that, you know, like that side of her, I want to know her. But no, I've always been like that, where it's like, I'm soft when you can crack that side of me, but for the most part it's a really hard exterior, you know what I mean? But fingers crossed that man is just there, queen.
I think I'm trying to channel more of my dark feminine energy.
That's why we go so well together.
Yeah.
That's why we go so well together. We're like each other's opposites, if I'm being completely honest.
Yeah. In like every way.
No, yeah. Kaylin's more of like, I did have some drama, and I was like, I'm about, all these bitches, I'm going to block these bitches that are pissing me the fuck off. I'm going to tell them. Kaylin's like, it's okay, they didn't do anything to you. It's like, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. You know, that's just kind of like how. And it's very more, I have like a blunt way of approaching things, and Kaylin has a much softer way of looking at things, and just, you know,
when
what I
you
mean?
Wanted
like,
to buy the mini crock pot.
Okay, listen, bitch. That ain't nothing to do with feminine energy. That's just my problem with spending money, bitch. That's just the problem with spending money, bitch. But no, that's so cute. Ah, that's so cute. Come on now. You can't tell me you don't want that. Come on.
But is it a need? It's a want, but is it a need?
You never know. You will see it on Instagram if I buy it or not. I'm going to post it at work when I'm listening to our podcast. Anyways, I think this is the end of our episode. Go ahead and plug, queen. Plug.
You can find us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts, all under No Baddies Left Behind.
I hope that was on proper timing with how you're popping on out. But yeah. Also, I did mention that I'm doing a solo segment. I won't lie, queen, editing is a little bit of a bitch, but I try to do rock cuts, but editing a video is, but yeah, that's kind of all it is right now. Follow us on Instagram. I feel like that's kind of where we update everything a lot more lively. And our TikTok is, we're working on the TikTok, but yeah, that's the end of our episode. I hope if you listen all the way through that it was a joy to listen to us. And yeah.
Bye.
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 Bye.